Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What up? What's going on? Hey, so welcome to this edition of the Shalene Show. Today we are going to talk about the crazy ridiculousness in some certain gyms of Miami. I'm going to share with you some of my pet peeves. I'm going to talk to you about like the forever saga that happens to me every single freaking time I sit down in a chair and get any service done, including nails and hair. And also a few things about ADHD. It's really the keep me company kind of content that you've been looking for. So I don't know, put on your makeup, run on the treadmill, whatever it is you're doing. Let me keep you company. Let's get to it. Ridiculous. Absolutely freaking ridiculous. You're not even gonna believe it. You're gonna think I'm such an idiot, but I'm not. Like, this could have happened to you. So, okay, let me start back at the beginning. First of all, you need a little backstory. If you're on Patreon, you know, because you've listened to episodes with Brett, he is very particular about certain things. You probably know, I probably talk about this on the regular show too, that Brett hates white nails, right? He also hates flats. You know, some of it is just him being funny, but I know he doesn't like white nails. And here's another thing. He doesn't like it when your toenails match your fingernails. That's not my thing. I like it when your toenails match your fingernails. And I like white nails. But if my husband doesn't like them, then that's fine. It's easy. It's no big deal. I'll just pick out a color he likes, right? Like, we do things for each other. We do things that we know the other person finds attractive. Brett doesn't like wearing tight jeans. I like him to wear tight jeans. So what does he do? He wears tight jeans for me. It's not that big of a deal that he, you know, that I get my nails. I pick a color usually that he likes. Okay, so he says, why don't you get like an ombre pink and white? Okay, so first of all, can we get a big round of applause that he even knows what ombre is? I mean, I think it's pretty metrosexual of him. And I'm like, oh, I love a good ombre pink and white nail. So, you know, I do the Gel-X. The Gel-X, they're already preformed. It's made out of soft gel, so it's just better for your nails. Not that I care, because not that I'm ever going to, like, reveal my real nails anyways, but whatever. So I just love that they're very narrow. They look very, it's like going to Starbucks. You can go to Starbucks in Minneapolis. You can go to Starbucks in Colorado. You can go to Starbucks in Miami, Florida. And when you order your drink, it always tastes the same. And that's how a Gel-X nail works. Now, y'all, I mean, could I get some credit here that I've been talking about Gel-X nails for 5 years and now every salon has them? You're welcome. You're welcome. So we go to the salon on Sunday. He goes with me. He's going to get a pedicure, which is fun. He's just going to keep me company. But, you know, he likes his feet nice. So I'm getting my Gel-X and I do the pink and white. And with the system, you know, or the way he is going to paint them, he paints them all pink first, and then he brings out a little airbrush tool, and he's gonna just airbrush just the tips white. Okay, I've done this many times before. That's how it goes. But as he's airbrushing them, I'm like trying not to be like all up in arms, but it kind of looks like he's painting over the pink all white. Like, the pink is almost gone now. And I'm like, well, you know, it's probably a process. I don't know what he's doing. So as I'm starting to realize, oh, this is it. Like, this is the process. And you know that feeling. It's like your stomach sinks. Some of you are not going to be able to relate to this, but the rest of us, those of you who like get all insecure and weak when you're sitting in a chair getting any kind of surface, whether it's hair or nails, like, I don't know what it is. You put me in a chair and I lose my sense of self. I've said this many times. So I'm sitting there and I'm getting weak because I'm like, oh shit, I've got white nails. I'm like, these are literally long white nails, a thing that my husband hates. And I'm like, what do I do? You know, so, and I'm like, oh, they're kind of white. And so then Brett sits, he's done. So he comes down, he sits next to me and he goes, oh, wow. That's pink and white. And I go, yeah. He goes, huh? Kind of. Well, they're really white. I'm like, I know. Like, cause I don't want to make the guy mad. Just doing my nails. He already didn't like me. He was already being a jerk the whole time. Anyways, I don't want to, I told the entire story and like everything that happened on Patreon. So I don't want to go over it too much, except to say that, like, I promised Brett, like, I'm like, I'm going to get them. He's like, you don't have to change them. After we left, he's like, do you like them? I'm like, no, I hate them. And he's like, no, they're fine. Keep them. Just keep them. I'm like, I absolutely am not. I'm going to go get them changed. So here we are. It's Tuesday. And so I just went and got my color changed, right? Just the color. I didn't get new nails. I just got a new polish. And so I walked in. I said, hey, I'd like to get, you know, just a polish change and a pedicure, because I didn't get the pedicure on Sunday. And so when I finish my total, it was $50 to change my polish color. Give me a freaking break. Plus, he charged me extra for the ombre that was really not ombre. It was really, you just, really, sir, what you did is you took a can of white spray paint and you spray painted my fingernails and my fingertips, by the way. Now, y'all are going to come at me and you're going to be like, you need to find a good nail tech. Here's the deal. I'm in a different city all the time. Y'all know that. So it's just what you believe is what you attract. And I believe, apparently, that when I go to a nail salon, I'm going to have an outrageously horrific experience, that I'm going to hate my nail color the second I leave, and I'm going to be shamed by the nail tech, which I often am, for a number of things, including the fact that whenever they put the nail on, because it's a formed nail, whenever they put it on crooked, because they've got like 2 seconds to get it on there, whenever they put it on crooked, they blame my bone structure. That's weird, because that's funny. Now, this time my pinky's crooked. Huh. Last time it was my ring finger's crooked. Okay. Whatever. That's fine. I'm not going to argue. Whatever you say, it's fine. I'm in this chair. I'm weak. I have no backbone. You're in charge of me. You say that looks ugly, then you're right. You know, look, it's just, it's so weird. But can you believe that? $50 just changed my, I was like, and I'm not going to at all be one of those people that's like, oh, that's outrageous. You know, whatever. It's my fault for not asking in advance. I didn't ask in advance because I'm like, how much could it be to change your nail polish color? Literally. But I really do think that it's a great salon. So I found someone who I really love doing my pedicure. I'm going to find somebody who I really like doing my Gel X. And it was not Homeboy who did them last time. So as I'm driving home right now, I'm driving past Diddy's house. And, you know, this whole P. Diddy thing, all the stuff that's in the news, it's kind of a trip. And I wasn't really paying attention to it, because I feel like there's a lot of this stuff. And like the R. Kelly stuff and the P. Diddy, and it just feels like there's a lot of things coming out right now. And some of it is so outlandish. You're like, what? I just don't know what's real. Like, I just watched a YouTube video about Kimora Lee Simmons and what was P. Diddy's wife's name that suddenly died of pneumonia and a heart attack when, like, 2 days before she was phenomenal. Like, I don't know. Like, this stuff is so outlandish and so crazy that in the past, I would never have believed it. I would have been like, oh, this is just a bunch of salacious stories. Stuff like this doesn't really happen. You know, this is a bunch of coincidence. There's no way people are getting away with these kinds of things. It's just, I just don't believe it. That's me in the past. Today, because I was a part of a story, which I am not able to talk about, that once I had all the details, I'm like, this isn't real life. How could this have happened? How could this be real? Like, how can this many stories be, and this person's not in jail? That this person still has a profession? You know the story I'm talking about that I can't talk about. So since having that experience, now I'm like, this stuff happens a lot, because police officials and other agencies are so afraid of people with a little bit of power or money. They are. And It's not even that they're afraid so much. It's a little bit of that. But also, they know that powerful, wealthy people can destroy careers, can tie up legal systems, can get that person in trouble with law enforcement. I mean, can get someone in law enforcement in trouble with a politician. Like, there's just so much corruption when you get to a certain level of money and wealth, and then there's intimidation. And it's just, I think there's a lot more evil than what we realize. And it's sad to me that I didn't used to think that way. You know, you hear these stories sometimes and you're like, that's just so outrageous. There's no way that all that's true. But I believe it now. I really do. I don't want Diddy coming after me. So I'm going to say all of this seems allegedly to be a possibility. Because he's like, literally, I can see his house in Miami. And I don't think he's here. I think his house and a bunch of other houses got raided. But it's the whole Epstein thing. Like, when are we going to get names? Why don't we know more? Why do we hear about the raids? Why do we hear about the allegations? But why we know that there's like prominent public figures who are involved in these things. Why aren't we hearing the names? Give us the names. That's what I want. You know, we go to this gym called Anatomy. I love it. 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 But they've got two locations. And you know, the location that we went to last year was what we call the influencer gym. And it still is. We visit it probably like every other week. We go there to work out for a day. Mainly because it's like close to what we're doing or something. But it's just the personalities of these two gyms are so different. It's crazy. And if you work out at a gym where there's like multiple locations, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, oh, that's the gay gym. Oh, that's the family gym. Oh, that's the young executives. We work downtown gym. Like they all have their own personality. And the influencer gym, that's what I'm going to call it. And I'm going to say it's Anatomy. But like, I have amazing things to say about both these gyms. If you want to see beautiful perfection bodies, this influencer gym, the Second Street Anatomy is like, what the what? And when you walk in, it's so funny. When we walk into that one, I'm like a ghost. I'm like an invisible person. And really kind of everybody is. Like, unless you have two giant balls in your bra about to burst out of your teeny tiny bra top and you are 26 years old, and very clearly looking to date, you're going to be invisible too. I don't care who you are and what you look like, okay? And the guys are just, sorry, oh my God, they're such cheese pods. But they're all so into each other. Like you walk into this gym and you can just feel so much sexual tension. It's a trip. I walk in and I can't stop smiling because I find it all so entertaining. So I always go and get on the treadmill first just so I can watch the show. So I can get the lay of the land. So I can see who's there and what outfits are going on. Okay. So we were there last week and the outfits, I'm like, remember, it is at this gym where sheer rear leggings were put made their mark. Okay. Sheer rear leggings, for those of you who need a reminder, it's very much like what I've just described. They're leggings. And I know you've seen the leggings. We all have a pair. That they kind of have like almost like a different, I don't know. It's almost like they've highlighted the butt. Do you know what I mean? It almost looks like they're like two-toned and they, so they've got these demarcations on them so that it almost gives you the illusion that you've got a, you know, a more of a defined butt than you do. Okay. That's nothing. That's child's play. Those are the leggings that middle schoolers would wear here in Miami. When I say sheer rear, honey, I mean sheer in the rear, meaning the rear part of these leggings are like not exactly a fishnet, but almost. Type it into Amazon right now while you're listening to this podcast, okay? And then those of you who are able to comment, I want you to comment if you see it. And somebody better post up that picture of the Pod Squad because you know what I'm talking about. Just go. I think they're made by Bonafida. Yeah, just go on to Amazon, type in sheer rear leggings so that you know I'm not making this shit up. And so there's, you know, so the sheer rears are there. And then this year, I'm seeing a lot of very short skirts. So I think Aloe makes one. I'm sure Lulu makes one. But these aren't Lulu and Aloe skirts. These are, probably some Brazilian brand or something, because they're definitely shorter. And then they wear like a bikini bottom, not a thong, but like a bikini bottom underneath them, right? Like not even a boy short, like a bikini bottom. So that's a major new trend that I'm seeing at the gym here. While I'm at the gym walking on the treadmill, on this particular day, I'm seeing a situation I've not seen yet before. And I'm like, this is phenomenal. Like, obviously, I am so entertained. So this gal was wearing a push-up. I mean, it's definitely not a sports bra. And it wasn't a bikini top, because a bikini top wouldn't have the push up and push in power of whatever top this gal was wearing. Okay. So she's wearing, it kind of looked like a bikini top, but it had major push power. And then on top of that, she's wearing like a shrug. Do you know what I mean by a shrug? Like it just covers your shoulders, but it's very, very tight and it scoops under her boobs. So her boobs are like kind of like, and it's white. And that's under her boobs and around her shoulders. Are you picturing this? And then her bra top is like this black industrial strength push-up bra top. So it's just like, here are my breasts. And her nipples are just barely, barely being covered. Okay. And then she's wearing black, like bikini bottoms. Okay. How do you know that, Chalene? Oh, let me tell you how. Because over the black bikini bottoms, she's wearing a white sheer skirt that is like 4 and 5 inches long, maybe. Yeah, I'm gonna say like 5 inches long. Like kind of what you would wear as a, you know, the material that you would wear for like a bathing suit cover up, like that sheer, right? Except it's not like a sarong. It's literally like it's got an elastic band and then a little kind of frill to it. And then a bikini bottom. And then her tennis shoes. Okay. Okay then. Like I love it. I'm fully entertained by it. Like it wouldn't happen anywhere else in the world. It wouldn't even happen like down the street. But at this particular gym, anything freaking goes. And you pull into the parking lot and they have Lamborghinis and Rolls Royce SUVs. And I'm like, these are 20-somethings. What are they doing? And I'm here at 11 o'clock in the morning. Do they have jobs? What? And they have, a lot of them have their OnlyFans, whatever you call it, handle on the back of their cars, which doesn't seem too safe to me, ladies, but very, very entertaining. You are welcome. What do the boys wear? The shortest, tightest, shortest, 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 tightest, everything. Everything. And usually no shirt. So I guess you don't have to wear a shirt at this gym, which frankly, they don't have to institute a law at this particular gym. You know, some places it's like no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, here it's fine because everyone has abs. Like what planet is this? And like, it's just crazy. It's little, thank God I'm very confident in, and this is an age thing, right? You just get to a certain point. You're like, I just find all of this entertaining. You get to a certain point in your life where you just, you know, you don't have to be, you don't have to be mad at anybody else. You don't have to even judge them. You can find them entertaining. You don't have to try to change them. You don't have to find fault with it. You can just go, well, this is entertaining. I recommend you take that approach when it comes to people that drive you crazy. Like maybe your in-laws or maybe your, I don't know, someone you work with, just anyone who drives you crazy, may I suggest, it's going to do wonders for your cortisol and it's just a better mental space to be. Instead of like having a problem with everybody and being annoyed by everybody, just, it's going to lower your cortisol if you're just like, you know what? I find it entertaining. You know what else I find very entertaining? Okay, I'm lying. Actually, what I'm about to tell you really, I find quite annoying. Because this is also another thing that happened at the gym, is when ladies, I don't think this is a thing that guys have to deal with, because I don't think they really do stalls. They have like urinals, right? But we have stalls and we sit down. Now, I don't know whether you are a squat and hover, or if you are a carefully place a bunch of toilet paper along the seat, or if you are someone who's fortunate enough to be in a location where they offer seat covers. I don't know what your situation is, but you know, we're in our stalls, right? Now, ladies, when you walk up to a stall and all the doors are closed, usually when you walk into a bathroom, right? And you know that some of those stalls might be occupied and some of them might be open. So you have two options here. You can push on that door with urgency and force, like there's a fire, and give the person who is in there, even if they've locked the door, you're still giving them a heart attack, okay? And if they haven't locked the door, you're giving them a heart attack and you're exposing them, because we've all done that by accident. You're like, oh, sorry, right? Okay. But here's an idea. How about you don't smack into the door? How about you just lightly push on it and with just a little bit of pressure to see if it catches? And that would tell you that it's locked, right? How about that? How about we do that? It's so weird that people are like, bam, like smacking into the door. It's like, I mean, is that how you figure out if somebody's, it's just annoying. It's just, I don't find it entertaining. So I'm going to take back my own recommendation from a moment ago. And I'm actually going to tell you that I actually do find that quite annoying. Okay, so let's talk about deodorant for a second. You know that I had been on the hunt, thank you for your suggestions, for a deodorant that was baking soda free, didn't have any parabens, had no aluminum, because, you know, hashtag we're all trying to get rid of the toxins. Many of you had suggested Lumi. I tried it. I love it. And now they are a show sponsor. Lumi is different because it's a whole body deodorant. And they've got a stick, and they also have like a cream tube deodorant, okay? So here's the deal. This stuff is so safe. You can put it friggin' anywhere on your body. You can put it in your underboobs, on your belly button, on your booty crack, on your vajayjay, on your feet, like anywhere where you're like, okay, we just need to control some odor. That's Lumi. Lumi will take care of that for you. It's a first of its kind. It's been clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours. I love that it was created by an OBGYN who experienced firsthand that BO is normal. It was just being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So if you've been looking for something that is aluminum free, like I said, you want something that's a little safer to use anywhere on your body, may I suggest to you the Lumi Starter Pack. It's perfect for new customers because then you'll get like the solid stick plus the cream tube deodorant, which is kind of nice, like if you're going to put on your feet or wherever. They'll also give you two free products of your choice, like their little mini body wash and the deodorant wipes, which are also really nice. And because you're a listener of The Chalene Show, new customers get $5 off their Lumi starter pack with code Chalene. So go to LumiDeodorant.com. That will give you, are you ready for this? 40% off your starter pack. Check it out. I think you're going to love it. So we are trying out this device that I heard another podcaster talking about, and it's only night three, so I can't tell you whether I recommend it or not yet. But okay, so it's called the Sleep 8, I think it's called, or 8 Sleep, I forget. But I heard another podcaster talking about it. I'm like, I need this. So I don't exactly understand how it works, but it's like almost like a plastic, think of it as like a mattress cover, but it's got a thin layer of water in it, okay? Not waterbed, like it's not like a waterbed. It's just like a very, very thin layer of water, but it's very comfortable. It just feels like a regular mattress pad. Okay, so I wanted to try it because what it you can do is you set the temperature on it, so and it will change throughout the night depending on how you set it up. Okay, so I don't read directions. Do you? I don't have time. Directions confuse me. Like that's literally one of Jessica's responsibilities as our house manager. I'm like, can you read the directions for this? And because I just don't like reading directions. So anyways, we put it on and I'm like, I'm going to mess with it. So it's got an app that goes along with it. So I set the temperature to about like 5 degrees below room temperature. Okay. And Brett and I are laying on. I'm like, this feels good. He's like, yeah. I go, does it feel too cold? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, so let's push the envelope. Because I constantly, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I haven't had hot flashes, but I do get hot in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? And, or if I just get a little bit warm, it wakes me up. So, and sometimes it's because the air went off or whatever. So, but if I get warm, it wakes me up and that I'm would like to get a better sleep score. So we tested out and we both decide that like, okay, 8 degrees below, that feels good. Right. And I fell asleep in 2 seconds. Brett fell asleep in 2 seconds and we set it to 8 degrees below. Oh, what's cool about this thing is now I know that you can set it so that you can change the time throughout the night. And then you can set it so that it starts to warm up a little bit in the morning. So you wake up naturally, which is what I did today. But on night number one, I set it to, 8 degrees below room temperature. And in the middle of the night, Brett is like, it's so cold. Shalene, I'm dying. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Cause we can't in the middle of the night get up and take all the sheets off. Okay. And you're like, well, Shalene, just go to your app and warm up the bed. I know, but guess what? My phone had died and fallen behind the, like, whatever you call it, the dresser thing next to my bed. And I can't find it. So I tried, I got up, I'm searching everywhere. I can't find it. And I'm also tired. I'm like, just get more covers. We literally had hypothermia by the time we went out. He was so mad at me. I'm always doing these things to him. It was so nice to fall asleep to. Okay, but update. Then I was like, okay, I still didn't read the instructions. I just played on the app a little bit more and I realized, oh, okay, so 8 degrees was too cold. So what if we just split that in half? What if we went down to like 4? So last night we slept on it. And we fell asleep. I set it so that it was at 8 degrees below to fall asleep. And I'm telling you, it's like taking NyQuil. I was out so fast. And then I set it so throughout the night, it would go to 4 degrees below the room temperature. Please don't take any of this as how you're supposed to do it because I still haven't read the instructions. I will, okay? And I'm going to give you an update on whether I really love this product or not. But anyways, and then I set it so that it started to warm up to room temperature at the time I wanted to wake up. And it was crazy. It worked like a charm. And I didn't wake up once. And normally I wake up like 2 or 3 times in the middle of the night and I just get up and go to the bathroom, you know. But I'm usually waking up because I'm getting warm. So anyways, I'm curious if you guys have this or I know you've heard about it probably from other biohackers or whatever, but I think it's pretty cool. Anyways, another thing I had to tell you is, and I'm very transparent about this, right? So I get lip filler. I like lip filler, but I haven't had lip filler in 2 years. So I, asking around, finding out like, who does everybody recommend here? I do my research, checked it, all the certifications, look into all the reviews. I go in and do a pre-interview, like, hello, I have done my research. So I find the best person supposedly in Miami Beach. And she wants to do a 2-step process. She's like, well, I'd like to dissolve what you have in there now. I'm like, I don't think I have anything in there now. It's gone. And she's like, oh no, it's still there. I'm like, really? So I think what happens with lip filler is, yeah, you lose some. Some of it also can migrate. And then I also think you just get used to it. You know what I mean? And then you think, well, no, these are just my lips. But I'm looking back at old photos of myself from like in my 20s. And I'm like, oh yeah, they're definitely thinner than they are now. Okay. So anyways, she's like, so, I want to dissolve what you have in there. I'm like, oh, really? I mean, do we have to do that? That sounds horrible. And she's like, yeah, because this is why you're getting a little bit of migration. And I'm like, what does that mean? She's like, well, it kind of creates like a ledge above your lip. And because I'd already told her, I'm like, I do not want to look like I have lip filler. I have one side that's like shrunken more than the other. And they're just uneven. So I like to have lip filler to make them even. And of course, I'd like to have a upper lip that's just a little bit bigger. But I don't want to look like, sorry, you know what I don't want to look like. Some of the girls that you're like, oh, your lips walked in this door a few minutes before you did. Listen, I embrace my fake, I have no problem with all of the fakeness that I have going on. Who cares? I don't care what anyone says. I do it for me. I don't do it for anybody else. So anyways, but there's certain fake I like and some fake I don't like. I don't like big, giant fake lips. I mean, some women look beautiful with them, but like when you have no lips, it can really look ridiculous. You know, there's only so much you can do. You know what I'm saying? And so I want them to look very, very natural, but I also want them to be even. And so she says, okay, well, then we have to dissolve anything that you have in there. And so she like squeezes my lips really hard. She goes, no, I can feel there's some something in there. I'm like, all right. So anyways, we dissolve the lips. Okay. So the process of dissolving them, I forget what they inject you with, but it's very safe. And she said, but you know, you will likely be pretty swollen. And I didn't swell much. Like right afterwards for like an hour, they looked like I was like, oh, wow, I wish these were my lips. Like they were a little bit swollen, like bee stung swollen, you know what I mean? And, but then she goes, now after the swelling goes down, you are going to be flat. And she said it like, get ready. I'm like, really? And she goes, yeah, I mean, for a lot of women, if you've had lip filler for years, which I have, she's like, it's a shocker. And I'm like, I don't think I had much in there. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. Okay, I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, but today it's going to be different because I need to let you know about a change that I've made and you've been asking, so I need to explain this. Do I still take magnesium capsules? I don't. I mean, I think they're great, and if you like capsules, that's awesome. I do believe that magnesium breakthrough capsules are phenomenal if you want to take capsules. I personally love mixing my magnesium into my water bottle, and that's, you can hear my water bottle. That's what I do every single day, and Bioptimizers have produced their magnesium breakthrough in a powdered form, and it has all 8 forms of magnesium. Now, here's the part that you need to understand. When you go to the website, it's not easy to find. And I'm going to tell you right now how to find it, okay? Because you've been asking, you're like, all I can find is the capsules. Listen, you're going to go to Buy Optimizers. There's an S. You don't even have to remember this. It's in the show description. Buyoptimizers.com/Shalene. Then in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a little button that says shop. Click on shop, and then you'll see a list of like all the different categories. Under nutrients, there's magnesium breakthrough capsules and magnesium drink. Click on the magnesium drink. Now, if you've used that link that I just sent you and you use promo code Shalene, you are going to get your big discount. Promo code Shalene, you are going to get an additional 10% discount, plus you're going to get 2 travel size bottles of the magnesium breakthrough capsule. So when you are traveling, you don't want to bring the powder, you will have those little travel size bottles to take with you. Now, this is a limited time offer. Again, you want to go to buyoptimizer.com/Shalene. And then when you click shop, you're going to scroll to nutrients. Now, listen, if you want the capsules, it'll be right there for you. But if you want the powder to try that in your water, you want to go to shop, click on nutrients, and then select magnesium drink and enter code Shalene as your promo code, because that's what's going to give you the 10% off plus the 2 travel size bottles. Again, that's buyoptimizers.com/Shalene. Back to the show. Okay, so now we are day, oh gosh, it's been, let's see, I did on Friday, and this is Tuesday. Yeah, they are flat. My bottom lip looks the same, but my top lip is where she really dissolved it, and it is flat as flat can be. It is just, ew, just joking. It's not that bad. I mean, I could live with it, but I have this mole on the edge of my lip that is the bane of my existence. It's on the very edge of my lip. So I have to either go over it with my lip liner or above it or under it. You know what I'm saying? And none of it looks right. And so I don't know what I can do about that. But people are always like, oh, you have something. I'm like, yeah, I know I do. No. And they'll be like, try to remove it. I'm like, no, it's a white mole. Just super annoying. I've had it forever. And yes, I've had it looked at many times. I'm sorry. Have I just made this whole thing the most ridiculously shallow, superficial episode of the Shalene Show that has ever existed? Well, I do apologize, but now let's just top it off with a little bit of ADHD talk. So before I got my diagnosis, I would do things that I would pray no one saw me do it, because I thought if somebody saw me do this right now, they would think I am losing my mind, I have Alzheimer's, or I'm just the dumbest human. I knew I was a smarty pants. I knew I had intelligence, but I would do these things that were like so embarrassing. And I could feel my brain struggling sometimes with decisions, especially when there were multiple things presented to me at the exact same time. So now when I do these things, I still am like, oh my God, I hope no one saw me just now. But I don't question what's going on with my brain because I know what it is. And it's executive function to the max. So like today, actually, this is last night. We're going out to dinner and I have this little square light that clamps onto your phone. And it is amazing. I think they call it the Alex Earl, like, what do you call it? The Alex Earl glamour light or whatever. And I'm telling you what, you can get these things cheap on the TikTok shop. They're like $20 on Amazon. I'm telling you, if y'all haven't figured out that the TikTok shop is the place to shop. I am not even joking. So just about anything that you want that you're trying to find on Amazon, most things, I mean, not like, yeah, probably just about anything. Just type it in on the TikTok shop, right? And you're going to find that there's all these different sellers and some of them offer it so much cheaper than the cheapest you can find it for on Amazon. And you, so you just got to search. Don't be discouraged if the first thing that you find is like not that great price. You'll find it cheaper. Everything. Especially if you're looking for like a walking treadmill. Yeah, TikTok shop. I don't know what their returns are like or anything like that, but because I never return anything on TikTok shop. But anyways, so you can get these lights on Amazon, they're like $19, but on TikTok, you can get them for like $5. I digress. But these lights are everything. So if you follow me on Instagram, which you should, if you don't, like, how are we even friends? How are we even talking right now? Who even are you? If you don't follow me, but if you do follow me, you'll realize like a lot, like when I'm going, Brett and I always take photos before we go out to dinner and we use that light because when you're going out, it's like dark and it's dark in the restaurant and it's dark. You know what I mean? So this light is amazing. Okay. So anyways, I don't want to forget the light because I wanted to take pictures of the two of us before date night, right? So I grab my purse. The light is on the counter. I grab my purse and I run downstairs. And here's what I mean by like my brain. In my brain, I'm thinking, did I put that light? I'm at the bottom of the stairs and I just ran down in heels and we're late. And I'm thinking to myself, did I put that light in my purse? And my brain has a decision to make. This is embarrassing, but if you have ADHD, you're gonna be like, I get it. My brain has to decide, okay, last place you saw it was upstairs on the counter, but you have your purse. You can reach in your purse right now and feel around to see if you put it in your purse, or you can run back upstairs and look on the counter and see if it's there. And I know. I ran back up the stairs carrying my purse. I ran back up the stairs in heels carrying my purse. Because I was frantic because Brett was already waiting in the Uber. So a lot of times it's when I have to make a quick decision. I know what you're thinking right now. Should you really be driving, Shalene? It's like when someone's talking to me and I'm really, really concentrating and thinking through the next episode of this Patreon that I'm recording, doing this deep dive, right? And my brain is like scripting it and I'm holding on to my phone and I walk into the kitchen to get a water out of the fridge and Brett's there and he asks me a question and then I'll put my phone in the fridge and close the fridge and forget the water because my brain is so, and I didn't even hear what he said. I'm just kind of annoyed that there's a person making noise while I'm trying to focus. Can you not see that I'm scripting something right now in my head? That's what it's like if you have inattentive ADHD. It's major. It's a struggle with the executive function, you know? I mean, and I have so, and I know sometimes you guys hear me talk about this stuff and you're like, okay, well, there you go. I have ADHD. You know that even though I pretend I'm a doctor, you know I'm not, right? And you know I can't diagnose you. And you know that you really should get a formal diagnosis. And I run into you guys all the time and you're like, I mean, if I already know, do I really need to know? I'm like, yeah, you really do need to know. Also because there's many different types of ADHD and there are things you should be doing that will improve your symptoms. And I've been meaning to ask you, because I kind of like to bring an expert on to talk about ADHD, but I just don't know how much of my audience, like, is that just only interesting to me? And what percentage of the audience wants to learn about that? Like, specifically regarding ADHD and sex, I guess it's a really big deal for a lot of people who have ADHD. It's very hard for them because if you think about it, it's about focus, right? And concentration. So if you're at all distracted or distractible in that environment, it's very, very difficult for some people to have an orgasm unless you have certain, you know, coping mechanisms in place and you know how to keep yourself focused. So I don't know. So let me know. Please be honest. I would love to know if there's enough interest because I feel like most people, if they don't have ADHD, like somebody in their household does, or a family member or someone that they work with or a kid. So let me know if that's of interest to you because, you know, it's something I haven't talked about on the show in quite a while. And I feel like, you know, if there's interest, I definitely want to. I'm approaching the end of the Hollis Deep Dive. And I just have to say, I know some of you are so excited for this Saturday because you're going to get episode number 10. And for those of you who want to hear a little snippet, I don't know why I haven't done this thus far, but I thought I would give you guys a little teaser of what you can expect on Saturday, episode number 10. I will tell you that there will be an 11th episode, and we're also going to make sure you check your emails, those of you who are on Patreon, because I am going to be doing kind of a live, what do you call it, town hall, so you guys can ask your questions, can answer some unanswered questions maybe, just discuss some things. It's been such a rewarding, challenging, eye-opening process. I think I want to be an investigative reporter now. For those of you who are like, I've been waiting for you to finish so I can just binge it. All right, well, I think the free trial gives you 7 days, so that's enough time to binge 10 episodes. Go for it. I love that you guys, I don't care if you guys want to do the free membership, because I'm quite confident that once you get in Patreon, you're going to be like, you know what? I kind of like this. I've got all this extra content for Chalene to keep me company. I don't have to wait for just Wednesdays and Fridays. There's lots of keep me, it's all keep me company content, really. All right. I love you. I mean it. Here's your preview of episode 10.
I haven't checked, but I'm sure some of the usual suspects are still showing their, you know, fancy belt buckle on the private jet that they totally rented and pretend is theirs. If people are still doing that, you're dead. You are dead.
The aftermath of that exhausted state had me making bad choice after bad choice because I just didn't, I didn't like the way that I was feeling about any of it.
Like, I wouldn't go back in time and try and work on the relationship.
I had allowed myself to become swayable in how I felt about myself based on the way that they felt about me.
You deserve everything you are getting because you are a fraud, you are a liar, you have no integrity, and we'll be here to make sure everybody knows.
Privately, from my kids' perspective, I was the one who decided to end things, and I was the one who, I really didn't think that maybe there would be understanding for them until they were grown-ups, honestly. But there's an old saying that says the truth will out, and it feels like, honestly, such a weight off of me. At least that my kids have an understanding now that they didn't before.
I made the holiday really, really hard for myself. I wish that I could go back and shake myself, like, just give yourself some grace, man. You're doing your best. Do as best you can. Take a breath, my man.
Dave, maybe you should take another break.
My children's father isn't content for other people. His death is traumatic and awful, and it's just devastating.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.